My father was also a pianist, I mentioned that.
Ah.
But he also played the piano for Eileen Fowler and Keep Fit. And Norton's had their own, every company in the Garden City had their own Keep Fit team.
Did they? I wonder why that stemmed.
It was all part of this working together in the mall. I mean, Eileen Fowler started it off.
Ah.
She lived at, I think it's 121 Handside Lane. Remember the house there? And she asked my pa if he would play for her, and he did. And I mean, very often we lived in 192 Handside Lane. My father had a baby grand piano that was the present from my grandparents, their wedding present. And Pop would open the French window so he could see the girls. Mm. What Eileen always said about my pa was that the girls didn't have to work to the music worked to the girls. Because my father would be watching and timing what he was doing to what they were doing. And Rustle of Spring, I remember, lying in bed above this in the summer with Eileen with a group of girls in the garden. And a one and a two, and a very loud, penetrating voice coming out from Eileen. And I was the youngest member of Norton Grinding Wheels Keep Fit team. I was 8.
Are you?
And I was actually in a show she did as well in Parkway Restaurant. I was a little girl asleep, and all the girls from the different companies, all the companies kept in their own little groups, the different companies. And they were all doing things as in my dream. And at the end, I had to run right down the restaurant with my arms out. I thought I was the cat's whiskers. But that was through Norton's, of course. I mean, with Norton, but ICI, Barclay Corsets, they all had their own Keep Fit teams. Murphy Radio. There were a huge number of different units. And generally, I remember one of my friends who sadly died now, but she worked at De Havilland. And I remember, she said, I used to be in their Keep Fit team. Doug the pianist was really good. I said, Doug the pianist was my dad. My mother hated it that they all called him Doug.
Mm.
She thought he should have been Mr. Teague, no matter what. But he was known as Doug to everyone, including all these girls.
So would it have been quite a sizeable Keep Fit team then that Eileen Fowler was coaching, I suppose, with your father playing?
Huge number. Now, I'd love to know where those photographs are, because there were lots of photographs. They were, I mean, often in the Welland Times and things like this, you'd have a Keep Fit team, or the whole lot. When the whole lot were together, it was quite formidable, you can imagine.
And was this sort of an out-of-hours activity that employees and their families would engage in?
Yeah.
Albeit sometimes in your father's back garden.
Yes, well, that would only be an individual team that Eileen wanted to practice something specially with some, and so they'd come into the back garden. So,
so did he go and play anywhere else?
All over the place. Yeah, De Havilland. He went to all the ICI and Norton's, of course, as well.
I see.
He was often out in the evening, playing piano for Keep Fit. I can remember my mother saying, "Oh, it's a Keep Fit night tonight."
So if it wasn't for Norton, it would be another company anyway.
Yes. Nobody else played. Eileen wouldn't have anyone else. And if my father couldn't make it for any reason, then they didn't have it, or they didn't have music. Pop had to be there.
Very well respected by her, by the sound of it.
Yes, and that was lovely. When my parents retired eventually to the East Coast, Eileen lived in Walton-on-Sea, then my parents were near Brightlingsea, and she would still come across and see them, so they never lost touch. And that was a long time after the war.
Very So how long did you attend these lessons for?
Well, not very often. I mean, I was only young, but I can remember going along and doing my bit.
And then it led into a show.
Yeah, then Eileen did a big display at the end of every year. It would certainly be a big display thing somewhere. Sometimes they're outside. But this one that I was starring in was in Parkway Restaurant.
Oh.